a car.
He does bits and bits and bits and tits. Thomas A.
Takar.
Look out, girls, you don't have to fight. So they'll make you laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. So
McNamara.
And it's girls' night.
Hey there, everybody. This is Tom Takar coming at you live from the future. Ooh, there's aliens taking over the world. I don't know what voice I'm doing. I just wanted to give you guys a quick heads up. This is an episode from 2016 that we recorded and didn't put out because we weren't putting episodes out. But I spent a lot of time editing it before we started releasing new ones in 2K17. And I thought this would be a good week to put this one out. It's got Dewey Love It. She's wonderful and hilarious. And I just wanted to make sure I said that this is from early 2016. Because I don't know if we talk about the world or anything like that. But I didn't want you to be like, wait a second. Do these guys love Trump or some shit? I mean, we do. This is obviously a pro-America podcast. We support the troops first and foremost and the sewer people. So anyways, enjoy the ep and rate and review us on iTunes if you're having a good time, you know. All right, bye.
Hello everybody and welcome to Girls Night. Ow!
Woo! We're partying!
Doggy.
And we're back, and we're back.
And we're back, and we're back. I've been drinking all night. I can't remember how it goes. Guys, we haven't recorded in 16 years, but we decided to bring it back from the dead. I just got a real itch on my butt to record an episode of Girls Night, man. We have today special guest Tommy McNamara.
Oh my God, what an honor.
Co-host. And also, do we love it?
Hey, everybody.
Do we love it? Do we love it?
Yes, we do.
Probably.
Do you get that a lot?
Like every time.
Every time.
We've got Dewey Love It. We've got Tom Brady. We've got
That's true. We got a full name thing.
Yeah, we got weird names.
Except for stupid Tommy McNamara.
Well, I got Tommy McNamara. Because there is the soccer player for the New York team named Tommy McNamara.
Oh, so you're just trying to fit in.
So I did another podcast recently, and like the one comment on it was, I thought this was the soccer player. Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck? I got a similar thing when I did Douglas Movies. A comment on there was like, oh, I thought this was going to be, not only did they not think it was going to be me, they didn't even think it was going to be the quarterback, Tom Brady. They were like, oh, I thought it was going to be Daniel Van Kirk doing the character of Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
What
I was like, God
hell?
Damn it. That would have been better, actually.
Yeah, no. You should have done that.
Right? Have you heard, do you listen to Douglas Movies at all?
It's no.
A good time. They do, this guy does a character, does an impression of.
He has a great Wahlberg.
Wahlberg, that's the one.
That's
it's so
very
funny.
Yeah.
So he'd be good at that one, too. Man, I have had a weird day to day. Me and Dewey both don't work during the day now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird passing the time. I tried to go to the gym and a new pizza place opened up.
Oh no.
On my way to the gym, I was like, I'm just going to walk into the pizza place and look around, see what's going on. And they gave me free pizza.
That's wild.
Amazing.
And I was like, I still went to the gym. It was the most miraculous thing that's ever happened.
They're like heroin dealers. They're like, we'll give you a taste.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't good enough to wear. I probably shouldn't say that, but Pizza Hut on Broadway. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's, I don't even know the name. None of these restaurants have any fucking names.
Yeah. Concerning.
I have to guess. I actually, like, speaking of guessing the buildings, today on my weird day, I had to go to the post office, so I live in Sunset Park, so I was going to the post office in Bay Ridge to pick up a packet I lost.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the part of Bay Ridge where everything is in Chinese, written in Chinese, but everybody speaks Spanish.
Ah.
So I had to just, like, get myself in close proximity to the post office based on Google Maps, but then think, which of these buildings looks most like the post office?
Wow.
And I was like, this is amazing. I just took a few stops down the R and I left the country.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
I found it.
Before you mention
the POW flag.
You can't, oh my God. Before you mention the post office again, you should know we are sponsored by stamps.com.
That's true. Oh, stamps.com. Stamps. You want to mail a bomb to the president?
Yeah. No. Official website of the Unabomber.
That is one of our real sponsors.
The Unabomber, yeah.
We kind of got a sponsor, but they never followed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like butler.com or something like that.
It was Trump University.
It was Trump U, yeah. That's right. Oh, wow. Hey, Trump U, buddy.
Go Trumpies.
We actually do have some sponsors here we should probably get to.
That's exciting.
We're going to do sponsors a little differently this time. So I wrote down three sponsors, and I'll give you each one, and I'll just give you the name, and you tell me what they do.
Great, great,
so,
great.
This is really fun.
This is what this country's all about.
Here we go. Tommy, are you tired of the heat?
Yes.
Cool down with Scare Conditioning. So, tell us a little about Scare Conditioning,
well,
Tommy.
As we all know, if you're feeling humid, you need a fright. You know what I mean? Like, right. It'll literally scare the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. And you never feel more cool than when you've just taken a shit.
That's true. Hell
so it's yeah. It's mostly shit-based, to be honest.
Shit's so scary, it'll give you the chill.
Yeah, I don't like to go that blue usually, but that is what the product does. So it's like...
What are you supposed to do about it? You just want to make some sweet, cold cash.
For sure.
Appreciating the sponsors.
Right.
And yeah,
nice
and they have
job.
They have different kind of apparitions that'll come scare you, you know?
Oh, good.
Like, it'll be like a ghost of, like, a dead relative, usually.
Oh, good.
How do they do that?
You know, it's terrifying technology. They what they do is you get kind of a chip implanted in your neck.
Oh, good.
And then it just kind of absorbs your memories, your feelings, emotions, and whatever you're most sad about, they'll scare you with that. And I mean, you get cool, though.
That'll cool you down.
Right?
Jeez, I'm getting chills just thinking
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. The hair on my neck is standing up, and it's about time somebody stands up around here to this government.
Thank you.
Man, what a sponsor. Speaking of scary stuff, I went to the Museum of Death, I think, or murder in New Orleans. Like 2 weeks ago. I've been all over the place the last like 2 weeks. By all over the place, I mean New Orleans and Cincinnati, Ohio.
Which is the New Orleans of Ohio.
That's true. People call it that. I tried to go on a haunted tour in New Orleans, but it was like impossible. Like to go on a good one. Like all the good ones start at night and all comedy shows are at night. So it was like we tried to go to a cemetery, but it was closed, like, you can't go in without a tour guide.
Oh.
Because I guess people, like, hang out in there and try to rob you.
That seems like too much power for the tour guides.
Right?
Yeah
they just have a key.
They have a key to the city for some reason.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
What if you just have a dead relative in there and you want to bring flowers?
Well, then you're going to need to go to scareconditioning.com.
That's true. Yeah. You'll get to visit them every night and cool down while you're at it. Yeah. Scareconditioning.com.
Wow, that was a great roundabout. Yeah. <was. laughs>
Promo code BRADY. it was funny because I tried to take Maria to these scary things, and I don't think she gives a shit, but we found one like pamphlet for one that was like ghosts and vampires, and I was like, well, this one's bullshit.
Yeah,
vampires aren't real.
Duh.
You're gonna throw vampires in and make me feel like an idiot? It's like ghosts, vampires, and Pokemon. I only believe in one of those. Yeah.
I'm a medium, but I also talk to the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Very
I'm a medium who could juggle.
yeah,
exactly.
So good.
Well, let's move on to our next sponsor here. I'll let you do the top one here. I won't read it. I won't make you read it. A lot of people like to play games on their phone. There's a new game out called Words with Enemies.
Oh, good. I've always wanted to have words with enemies. just to tell them off. I've always needed an app to help me tell off and win games against my enemies.
Yeah.
With brand new amazing words.
And there's brand new words and points and stuff.
Oh, that's so good, because Words with Friends was getting boring, and honestly, it was creating a lot of enemies.
Wow.
I was starting to lose friendships over it.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
So do they find the enemies for you? Like, do they let you know who your enemies are, or do you have to program them in?
Other people send you requests. It's like, wait a second.
Mom?
It's kind of like you enter in your own information, your like what you like, what you don't like, and then it will match you with an enemy.
Like an OkCupid sort of deal.
Yeah, and then you play with your enemy, and if they lose, you can do anything you want to them.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Like kill them?
Like kill them, I guess.
Oh, cool.
I've personally never gone that far. I sort of like to set them free because I think that's the ultimate revenge, because now they feel in debt to me for the rest of their lives.
That's true.
There's nothing like being almost murdered. So,
if you lose to them, you get to do that?
No, if you win.
Oh, if you win, I'm fucked
up. Silly thing.
Here's a question. So, under the rules of the game, are you granted full immunity under the law if you were to choose to murder them?
Because you were playing a game. Duh.
Well, this is a government game.
Oh, it's a government-sponsored game.
Yeah, this is like our version of Hunger Games.
Okay.
The Purge. But
words with
population
enemies.
Control.
You know, because we're trying to get better at solving our problems with words, but if that doesn't work out, if it goes too far, you can resort to violence, and this app will help you do that.
That's beautiful.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's touching.
Man.
But, like, start with your words.
Tommy, I got a request from you the other day on that. I thought we were cool. What did I do?
I don't know, man. You've been all fucking vampired out lately. You've been going on these ghost vampire tours. I don't even recognize you anymore.
Hey, I had a vampire weekend, man.
Oh, fuck you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I do. I'm sorry. I do give a shit about an Oxford comma. Ooh. Tommy.
Ooh. Wow.
Tommy can't spell. No, I'm just kidding. That's nothing. We have one more sponsor here today. This is Bill Ingvall's Chandler Bing Dolls.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you tired of not being able to find a Chandler Bing doll with a pull string on the back of it? Well, Bill Ingvall says, here's your sign for where to buy.
Could this be a worse premise?
But could this be a more fun pull string doll?
That's better for the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to help.
Janet's here. That's one of the catchphrases. Wait, is it Janet or Janice?
Janice. Duh.
That's why Bill Ingvall, he didn't put enough money into these dolls.
Who's Janice?
Janice, she's the one who just ripped off the nanny.
Yes.
What's her name, the nanny? What the
remember.
Fuck is her name?
Fran
Drescher.
Yes, Fran Drescher.
Okay.
Chandler dates basically a Fran Drescher impression.
Yeah.
And nobody likes her, and except Chandler, because he has low self-esteem.
Right.
Well, you know, if you're having trouble with your aerosol cans, you can get Fran Drescher's Can Pressure. Right. Also, another sponsor this week, which
is
really cool.
I was going to say Sand Dresser. That's another one of her products.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's
a sellout.
She's such an... No, well, she had to. All she had was being a secondary character on Friends. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that is
That's
her
true.
Yeah.
Secondary. More
third.
Like third dairy.
Third dairy.
And I'm lactose intolerant, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't have time for this
Not into that. But, like, luckily they broke up. She hooked up with Ross once.
Did she?
Yeah, did y'all know that?
I forgot about that.
You forgot. Yeah, it was, you know, he was trying to get over Rachel, I think. Actually, I don't
know.
He
hooked up with Janice?
Yeah. And it
was
like a
my God.
Yeah, but then she had to break up with him because he was too annoying.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
David Schwimmer as an archaeologist, he was annoying?
Yeah.
Pivot.
What?
Pivot.
Pivot.
What a show, man.
That was the best.
I hope Ross and Rachel end up together.
They did.
Well, the listeners might not have heard.
Guys, spoiler alert.
This is an official Friends prequel cast, so most people like to hear pre-Friends stuff from us.
Oops,
you
sorry.
The shit? I got a Words of the Enemies request from Phoebe. I thought she was Friends.
Well, you're the smelly cat from what I've heard.
That's true.
You're the smelly cat from hell. That was the first cat from hell.
That's true. Yeah, smelly cat was the first. I got some bad news, guys. My cat from hell account got shut down.
This is
my cat from hell account. A lot of stuff has happened since last we spoke, but...
That's a bummer, bro.
That's a true for girls' night. That's like the worst tragedy that could happen.
I know.
Like
yeah.
if Greenshirt died, that's one thing. But this account getting shut down. That's devastating. It rocks
Connor's
the world.
Name on the show is Green Shirt. Because one time he wore a green shirt.
What
so, you know,
idiot.
Old Green
right?
Shirt. He's a fucking idiot.
Who wears a fucking green shirt?
Just
Jeez,
thinking
Connor.
About him is putting me to sleep.
Just, Connor in a green shirt. It sounds like a joke. Sounds like
Connor
a,
no one's laughing.
Become an urban comic and his name should just be Ambien. Put
yes.
you to sleep. Oh, boy. Well, we miss him. R.I.P. Green Shirt and R.I.P. Mike Heck from hell.
R.I.P. Connor. Bye.
I think that I got in trouble because somebody tweeted at me, do you think my cat's cute? Like for yes. It was like for yes, retweet for definitely. And I quoted it and said, notice we didn't like.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I love
and
it.
I think that that's what got the account shut down, to be honest. Because that was the last. It just got
you
shut down like 5 days ago. It was somebody after a show was like, hey, just so you know, I'm trying to get onto your cat account because I've been talking about, I've been really running my mouth about this cat account.
That might
I think
be what
that
gotcha.
Might be a
yeah.
big thing.
You used to be tight-lipped.
I run-tailed that, and I think I fucked up.
And they you
you
should
have just talked to this person through Words with Enemies and then solved your problems off Twitter.
Exactly.
That's true. I wish that they would have approached me. I have a very high-profile account on Words with Enemies, you know?
That's true.
So ridiculous. I'm sorry.
I read your
I
AMA on
that.
There, by the way. It was great.
You did? Thank
yeah.
you. Ass, mouth, ass.
Yeah, on Words with Enemies, it's ass, mouth, ass.
Let's see what I have on my notes here. Yeah, I met, so, like I said, oh, yeah, well, my cat from hell got shut down. That's a big tragedy. I got into an argument yesterday. I don't want to get into all this shit, but I got into an argument online yesterday about the whole, about all the stuff, like with the shootings and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody made it about traditional marriage, and I was like,
how?
I don't know how you stretch
how do you
that
get that?
Far.
How did
it's
you,
so crazy.
That's a wide A to C.
Yeah,
I
like
need
I
an
think that it's gay parents are creating anarchy. It doesn't make any sense. But
when gay parents are shooting cops or black people?
Black people.
Oh, that.
No. Wait. They're raising children who act up, and therefore get shot by police.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well.
He does have a point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was with Tommy McNamara. Is that why we're enemies now? before we get too far into this list, and I also don't want to dive too deep into the other thing, we'll just say it's fucking disgusting, like
yeah.
the way that minorities get treated by the police.
It
it's obviously
been.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Like, moving on. Dewey, tell me something funny. No, I'm just kidding. We usually have comics come on and do their stand-up for us. So
yeah, is that cool?
Mind.
No. Well, you can stand up if that helps.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
yeah.
God. Okay, that
no,
makes
no,
sense.
No, because like on Conan or like Jay Leno or Johnny Carson,
yeah.
they bring on comedians and they kind of get to get their big break. That's what I want Girls Night to be. So
the big breaker.
Yeah, yeah. So if we could just do some of your stand-up now.
We could,
you know,
we
I'll
play
a
clip.
I'll just play a clip.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Now, John, are you, which type of chink are you? Filipino, why? My goodness! I have, believe it or not, a brand new Filipino joke that I wrote not 1 hour ago. Now, I don't have it memorized yet, so I'd like to try it on you. Here we go. This is for John the Gook. Wait, what are they called Filipinos? Flips, right? Okay, here is my brand new Filipino joke for John. Flippy John. Okay, here we go. I love Filipinos. They have gook eyes, black asses, spit complexions, and they act like fags. Wow. They are the Swiss Army knife of minorities. Well, this is really a good start so far. At which type of Asian are you? The same thing. You unoriginal cunt.
Yeah, that is Dewey Lovett's stand-up. So check that out.
Now I kind of see why you have so many enemies. After hearing that, it makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm kind of like unpredictably wild. People think I'm like mellow. They think I'm like so sweet and approachable, but I'm actually very feisty.
You're like not afraid to go there.
Yeah. Right? Oh, I go there and then I go a little further. Yeah.
You remind me of Joe Rogan.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Wait, what? Except like a more violent one, right?
Yeah,
right.
Like a tough Joe Rogan.
Like if Joe Rogan wasn't a little bitch.
Yeah.
Like I get what you're saying because he's so smart and I'm so smart. But
right.
But, martial arts. You know, add some like knifiness to his words. And that's me.
Joe Rogan will be like, man, ecstasy is just crazy. And then, like, that's his conversation.
But that's, like, people turn that into a meme.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a black and white picture of him, and it just says, man, ecstasy is crazy.
Man, why is it that women can hit men, but men can't hit women? Like, that's the sort of thing I feel like Joe Rogan says.
Yeah.
And, I mean, great question.
Oh, we have Joe Rogan. Hey, how's it going, buddy?
How's it going? It's going warp speed.
Oh, shit. Warp speed, huh? Yeah. You want to do a shot or something?
Hell yeah. You got any tamale juice?
Whoa,
I don't drink alcohol. I keep it clean, bro.
You keep you keep your temple clean?
I keep the temple clean, and I've never set foot in a temple. That's what I say.
Are you religious? I don't even know.
Religious? I'm spiritual.
Oh, of course you are.
Okay, yeah, we all get that.
Who's the woman?
Hey,
oh, this is Dewey Lovett.
I'm Dewey.
I've heard of you.
What?
I've heard you're kind of my rival in these parts.
Well, basically, I'm just like a more feisty, better you.
What the fuck did you just say to me? The king of strong? The strong king?
The strong king?
Wait, the strong king?
Count Strongman?
Are we going to arm wrestle right now?
Strong Thurman?
Yeah.
Strong Thurman, that makes no sense to me, but yes. It's me, Stronger Thurman.
Have you ever done 30 push-ups? In a day?
I've done 31 over the course of a weekend.
That's not humanly possible.
I've done it. I do it.
Have you ever done yoga inside of a CrossFit studio after dark?
I've done CrossFit in a yoga studio in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Holy
Which
shit.
Is technically after dark.
Oh, my Ooh, God.
Yeah, directly after dark.
I'm melting.
Oh, no, Joe Rogan's melting.
Joe's gone.
Joe.
I melted his ass.
Oh, man. Oh, no, he turned into a 5-hour energy.
I'm going to drink that. I'm back.
Oh, shit. Tommy's back.
I got the shit scared out of me. I had to
Oh, man, that's where you went.
Clean up. Yeah.
Look spooked.
Oh, we haven't done one since I got famous.
Is that right?
For my basketball fail.
Of course, you went viral.
I went viral.
That amazing.
How viral did you go?
I got 12,000 views.
Damn, on Facebook?
On Facebook, yeah.
Did you put it on Insta?
I purposely didn't put it anywhere else because it was meant to just be a thing to make my friends laugh. And then everyone's like, you got to put this on Reddit. And I was like, why do I want to make mean people make fun of me?
What is the
point here?
Yeah, they would have been like... you're the bitch.
Yeah, right.
That's what you said, right?
I say, sup, bitch. Yeah. And then I throw a basketball over my back and it hits my phone. It's a classic,
classic
vaudeville style comedy bit that was totally intentional. And I also, since then, I slipped and fell on stage while performing, so I've had a good month.
Very, very vaudevillian.
Yeah. You got more likes
Physical
than some
comedy.
People's Conans for that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, that's great. You've had quite a month.
Yeah. It's been wild.
You went to L.A. for a while.
I did. That was good.
We recorded since you were in L.A.?
I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't remember the last one. We didn't record
We did with Mice.
Colin.
Yeah. The man who burned down a house and
he
killed a cat.
No, what?
Yeah. He's Stephen Jenkins. Ooh, not Jenkins. Stephen Avery the cat.
Oh, no.
Wait, what is Stephen Avery?
That's the
okay. I was thinking of a basketball player. I was thinking of Stephen Jackson, the basketball player.
He probably killed a cat.
Yeah.
He was in those cat fights.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was the Michael Vick of
cats.
Kitty cats.
Right.
And it didn't help that he called them kitty cats. That made him look worse. Yeah.
Makes it bad.
He'd be like, here, kitty, kitty, kill.
Kill, kitty, kitty.
Kill, kitty, kitty.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Dewey, what's going on in your life? So you're off work now for like the summer, right?
Yes.
Oh, you should teach us something.
Oh, you want to?
Dewey's a teacher.
Learn?
Dewey is a teacher.
What grade do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Good, because I'm dumb as hell.
Fuck yeah,
Tommy
me too.
Tommy is real stupid.
I'm real dumb. my kindergartners are crazy smart, though. Like they
think they're better than me.
They're probably, yeah, they're probably better than all of us.
Do they use computers already and stuff?
If my school allowed it, they would. But my school.
But you
for
go to
some
an Amish
reason,
school.
Yeah. Go to the. It's this weird, militant, terrible school. I quit.
Oh, shit.
It's yeah.
ISIS. Is that an exclusive?
ISIS. It's militant.
It's coming out. I'm coming out and saying I quit. It's honestly the. A pretty famously controversial school in New York because they treat children so intense. Like, it's so intensely militant. You know, the expectation is that the kids have their hands locked on the table or in their lap if they're sitting on the carpet. When they're standing in line, their arms are glued to their sides. Their mouths, well, they're, no matter where you are, kids are not speaking.
Yeah.
Wow.
They have... They are told to put a bubble in their mouth, which I wish I could show. It looks like this. It's where you look like a Jigglypuff.
Like
yeah, you look like you're holding your breath because it gives you the cognitive direction to, like, a cognitive activity to remind yourself to be silent.
That does sound scary.
It's a 9-hour day for the kids.
Oh, my God.
So you got to drink 2 5-hour energies just
to
get through it.
Yeah, just
well,
to get through.
Well, one and then, like... 4/5.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
So it was like I can do militant teaching, but there I'm sorry if I'm yelling.
No, you're great.
You're too fun to do that. I feel like you're a fun, nice person.
Yeah, but the thing is like I can rule harshly, but or firmly, but this school was harsh. When I'm firm, I need to, like, be loving. And they told me I smile too much and I sound too friendly.
Smile too much.
And I was like...
That's a good thing.
I was like, I teach kindergarten, you guys. And they were like, stop smiling. So I'm
And this was in the town from Footloose? This is where this is going on?
Basically,
yeah.
Yeah.
No dancing, smiling, or otherwise.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I see what you're going for. But you're not doing it with enough love. And
yeah.
I'll never be good at this job if I'm told I'm too nurturing. I will just not be good at it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think you made the right move.
Yeah,
definitely.
Get out of there.
Yeah, so I'm searching for jobs now.
You seem like a fun teacher. You have a good, like, nurturing vibe. I think that's a good thing. What do you remember, like, teachers that you grew up with where you're like, fuck that fucking teacher. Like, that's, like, what ruined, like, that style of teaching for you.
Yeah, I guess. I honestly had amazing teachers all throughout, like, K through 12.
And you were homeschooled, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was it.
Self-schooled. Yeah. I learned on the streets.
I pretty much figured it out myself.
Hell yeah.
Obviously. I had a teacher that I hated because she was, like, you could tell that she wasn't fair as far as if you were already a bad kid and she was already a good kid, the good kids could get away with anything.
Yeah.
And the bad kids would always get, like, the check marks by their names or whatever. And I just, like, you know, I got caught passing a note to Perfect Mandy, and then I got, like, instant double check mark.
What the
And
hell?
I was like,
what?
Just because I'm Little Miss Bad Girl and Mandy's so perfect. And I was like,
wow.
She was passing it to me. I just accepted it. It was this, like, made me so sad. And then she pretended she liked Star Wars, but I could tell she was a poser fan.
Wait, the teacher or
yeah,
Perfect Mandy?
No, the
well, Perfect
teacher.
Mandy was perfect. She liked
she
Star Wars.
She did like Star
She did not like Star Wars. No, she barely knew what it was.
It was Mandy Moore.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It really was. It was.
I say Mandy less.
I mean, that's what her career's been.
Yeah. America.
Yeah, that was so mean that the New York Times ran that on the front page.
10 years after her.
A retrospective.
After a walk to
remember.
Remember.
Such a sad movie.
No, that movie was too sad. I hated
that's
it.
That's true. I mean, well, the New York Times wrote A Walk to Forget. They were very cruel to her.
Did you ever have one of those, like, Cameron Diaz-style bad teachers? Like, she's a teacher.
Oh, God, it was probably me. No, like, I never saw that movie. She was just bad.
I think
she was just always drunk.
Kind of the thesis of the movie was she was bad.
You ever had, like, a Charlie Day style, like, horrible boss?
Yes.
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 Oh, of course. I mean, it sounds like you got him now. But
that would be the worst episode of Undercover Boss if a principal just became a teacher for a day. And then just like, that's the principal.
I had like, I guess I was in the public school system. Like, I had awful teachers. I had some really great ones, but I had a couple that were just real duds. I want to make sure I'm plugged into the right. Yeah. I had a few that were just such assholes. Like, I remember one time I needed to, like, print a paper off during lunchtime. And, I mean, we didn't have internet for a long time at my house and stuff like that. Like, yeah. I grew up in, I grew up in the country of Indiana or whatever.
Rural poor.
What's that?
I said rural poor.
Rural poor. Rural. What a dumb word. Yeah. Rural. Urban's a cool word. Rural.
You should have been urban poor, dude.
Yeah.
Idiot.
But I needed to use a printer during lunchtime to print off a paper for my next class, and I got in trouble for, like, trying to go to the library.
What the hell?
Like, what the fuck is that? See, now, like, looking back, I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. Just let me go to the goddamn library.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, I was, like, sucking a guy's dick so that I could
open the library.
Print a paper. Yeah, that was what we did back then.
That's how you gotta do it.
Boys are crazy growing up.
That's true.
No, so
boys will be boys.
Amen.
No, they will be. No, I hate when teachers just, it's like they do it for the sake of power, just to tell you no. And that was a big theme at this school. And I was like, I'm not just going to tell a kid no just because it makes me powerful. It makes no sense. Like, she can get up and blow her nose. She doesn't have to beg for it.
Yeah.
You know? Come on,
it's
guys.
So dumb. Like, it's like instilling this level of, like, strictness just for no it's like that's not what the real world is like at all.
It's not.
I remember having a job and be like, can I go to the bathroom? And they were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. And then you just pissed yourself in front of them. Love me, daddy.
Love me, daddy. Daddy. I was playing Words with Enemies the other day. I got a request from my dad.
No.
You said mom earlier. I just did the same thing with dad.
One from my stepmom.
Well, that's wild. What are you doing with your time now that you're not teaching?
I'm trying to do as much comedy as possible.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I'm running a bunch. So I'm having good workouts and pretty committed to doing open mics. But the time in between that has been really unproductive and a little boring.
But what's unproductive for you? Like, what, do you watch TV? What do you do?
I barely do anything. I will, like, almost write.
Yeah.
I take out a notebook and then, like, scroll Facebook and then put it down and then listen to music without doing anything else, which for me is, like, annoying. I like to have movement involved. Mm-hmm. Or I will, like, take 19 showers because it's so hot. And
yeah, it is very hot right now. We should note that.
Yeah, it's a lot of
point in time.
Holding
time stamp.
Really still. But also, and then I guess sometimes I just go out and, like, go to a coffee shop that's air conditioned and I drink a latte and I just sit. And my intention is to write, but I'm like, honestly, I'm just going to sit here and watch my ice cubes melt.
Yeah.
I think Facebook is the biggest creativity killer.
Yeah. I agree. It's
Facebook,
yeah.
Words
so
with
bad.
Enemies. Like, I just got to get one more plug in for it.
Yeah, those are my biggest
it is court ordered.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Those two things are the things I
even,
waste the most time on. And
I don't understand. I don't know if you guys feel this way. I don't even enjoy it.
Oh, like, not at all.
I get off and I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I look at
Tommy McNamara's fucking basketball video. I'm like, well, this is staged.
I'm like, what a bitch.
He didn't even break his fucking phone.
Okay,
like,
hey. Edit point.
I was a little annoyed only because I broke my phone that weekend and Connor broke his phone. And so I was like, we all broke our phones this weekend.
Well, that was funny because
nice
that was the one reaction was like, so your phone's really broken, huh? I was like, no, that was like, I thought that was a funny thing to say. And then everyone's like, oh, that is fake.
You dick.
Yeah.
Staged it.
Yeah, right?
No, I was just bummed because I wanted to commiserate.
Yeah.
Because I felt so stupid about breaking
I didn't break
mine.
My phone. I'm not an idiot.
Hey,
yeah,
come on.
He's just
I just
bad
did something,
at basketball.
Yeah, I did something so dumb then. 12,000 people laughed at me.
It's funny when, like, people post on Facebook like dramatic things where they're like unfriending people right now.
I hate that. Unfollow me if.
Yeah,
oh,
and I'm like, I want to, like, especially when you're still on their friend list, you're like, just delete me too, man. Like, I don't like, need bite. To be yeah. friends with you.
It's not that important.
It's not so. Good. Yeah, it always bums me out for one. Either I'm jealous of someone else's success or they're like, they Absolutely. Post something annoying or like a dump. Like, it's so rare that I get off Facebook and I'm like, that was good.
I'm so guilty of one, being jealous of other people, and then two, feeling the pressure of like, oh, I didn't contribute to Facebook
yeah.
today. I didn't say anything
I did that with
funny
Twitter a lot.
Or smart. What? Who fucking cares?
No
They're
one
glad
gives
they
a
don't
shit.
Have to read one more thing.
Yeah.
No one. Yeah. No one definitely notices. Like, Dewey's been pretty mum on this.
Why isn't Dewey saying something hysterical? Well, I don't want to, and I have nothing hysterical to say. So.
Right. Fuck you.
So yeah. fuck you. Like
fuck
something
you.
Else.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying how like you just pass the time that way. I actually just talked to my therapist not to like become that sort of fucking
I
podcast where like, oh, I was talking to my fucking therapist.
We were all talking
I'm Joe Rogan.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, I'm Joe Rogan. Talking about therapists are for pussies.
You look kinda less strong than earlier.
Oh, is that right?
Baby.
Those Weak. Biceps turned into one-seps.
Yeah, it's like my forehead muscle shrunk.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Jeez, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Oy, oy, oy.
I'm glad Connor's dead. One less person to bring me down.
Yeah. Bye, Connor.
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
Bye, Connor's R.T. Bitcher. Wait, but so you're talking to your therapist?
Sorry, my therapist.
Nerd.
I just thought of
okay.
something. It was the Bye Felicia thing, but I can't remember what it was. Anyways, fuck. anyways, so I was talking to my therapist about that exact thing, because I do the exact same thing, because I don't work during the day most of the time either. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'll pick, I'll like temp or whatever, but for the most part, my days are like free, and then I just go to open mics and stand and do sets at night. Or travel and do sets. And then, but then I'm like, during the day, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And I just build up the time. I'm like, well, I'm going to go run and then I'm going to try to write and I'm going to go do stand up. And that's my whole day's plans.
Same.
And I felt so guilty because sometimes I'll sit down to write and I'm like, I just wasted 3 hours on Twitter and Facebook. And also, a lot of my thing is like building up. To going to go to the gym or whatever. Like, I just, it takes me so fucking long to, like, be like, all right, well, I haven't eaten enough or, like, I haven't gotten enough water or whatever. And, like, it just builds up. And Mark Maron has a great bit about how he'll fuck with his own brain about, like, he's like, well, I want to go to the gym, but now I've only got 2.5 hours. And it's like, that's he's like, it's going to take me 1.5 hours just to get there, probably, and then 1 hour of working out. And then, like, it's like clearly 2.5 hours is enough time, but I can do that to myself all the time.
Oh, absolutely. It gets into your head so deeply.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
But the therapist said, don't worry about that. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, don't beat yourself up about it. Just because
you're not strong enough. You haven't been to the gym.
Yeah, you weren't going to impress anybody anyway. So.
He was like, that time that you were spending, just give yourself that. Like, it's okay. If you don't worry about it, then it can become valuable because you're not writing when you're stressed out about not doing stuff.
Right.
You know?
That's what I think is hard about New York is there's always so much going on that you can never have a guilt-free. Like,
yeah.
That was the blizzard
agree.
Was, like, the one day where I was like, oh, I can just, like, exist in this moment without debating 30 different things I could be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything. Yeah. So the other day, for 4th of July, I was like, there's so many options. There's so many places I could be that I don't know what to do and I don't want to do anything. And I had to have like a good strong cry before I could just like get dressed and leave.
I saw you on the 4th of July.
Yes. I chose that party.
That was a good choice.
The night before I crashed in Bushwick at Katie's and Courtney's.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'm going to end up back in Bushwick later. So maybe I should just stay here all day. But I'm not dressed for the 4th of July. This is a disaster.
Yep.
And then I like was super hungover and I had to go home and I was like, it's not like me to be hungover. Who am I? What's happening? How come I'm not wearing red, white, and blue right now? I'm a mess. And then it just took It took a long time to man up to just making a choice.
I think we both suffer from indecisiveness.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Indecision is probably my biggest life ruiner.
And concern that you're making, like, it all comes from, what if I make the wrong choice?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just I'll just tell you everything my therapist says.
Yes. Send it my way.
And you can just give me like $20 a week and like we'll
be
even.
Yeah, that sounds fair. Yeah, that sounds good.
That would be so funny if your therapist caught you like being a therapist but just saying exactly what they said to you.
Yeah.
To
recording
like pirating
or I start
her knowledge.
Bringing in your problems. Yeah. Like, yeah, this guy is being really weird this week. I mean, girl.
And
he's like, you've been talking about your girlfriend every week and how all the problems you have. No, I'm just kidding.
That's like when, I don't know if I've ever said this here, but one of my biggest pet peeves is when a band covers a song and then they change the gender of the song.
I don't like that.
Like a guy
either.
Couldn't say, like, he's a good boy or whatever.
I agree with
that.
What if the fans thought I was gay?
Might as well just say no homo.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same exact thing.
No, I totally agree. It's like just sing the song.
And now no homo is just pause. People just say pause. That's the name. Have you heard that
it's
yet?
No good.
It's
yeah.
the same exact thing, but just sounds like
didn't
a little
Beyonce
less hacky.
Beyonce say pause?
She did.
Dude, fuck that. I don't like Beyonce or Jay-Z.
Wait, back up. One, I don't know what pause is. Two, fuck you for not liking Beyonce.
I find her fabricated.
Pause is the new no homo. People will be like, I love you, man. Pause.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. That's not nice.
But Beyonce said that, and it's like that annoyed me. But I just feel like a lot of that whole title thing was kind of fabricated, like the whole thing with Lemonade. The more I listened to it, I was like, well, what the fuck are you guys? What
it's
are
just
you
a
people?
Fun dramatic narrative. It sells. It's a funny story.
It's
great.
I guess that it's not that I hate her or anything like that. It's just to me, she's the exact same as Taylor Swift, where it's like,
who is a great American
and
a patriot.
To me, I don't have a problem with her either. My the only issue is I'm never gonna love either of them because they're both kind of built to be.
I need everyone to know that Taylor Swift is my favorite, and I've seen her three times.
I've seen
her
one time.
So much. Oh my gosh!
1989 tour.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see it, and I'm so sad
about
it. I will tell you, quick.
Let's go.
Love Taylor Swift so much.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been in love with her since she was Hardcore Country, and
Taylor Swift?
Like, yes, Taylor Swift, the album. Curly hair, cowboy
Tom's
boots.
Literally leaving the table for us to do this. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
That's the whole idea.
But I saw her when she had one single out.
Tim McGraw.
Dewey,
come on.
Tommy! And she was doing an acoustic set. She was 16 years old, and so was I, in 1989, hello. And it was amazing. And I was like, wow, she has this amazing Tim McGraw song. She also
has...
You guys
talking about Tim McGraw, the actor?
No.
He's in that movie, the Friday Night Lights.
Tim McGraw, the hit single.
I'm going to bring this Nelly. Back to pause.
That was the worst album ever.
She has this song called... Wait,
No Homo.
Well, in one song, her lyric is, go and tell your friends I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine. I'll tell mine you're gay.
Oh, so wait. Picture to Burn
is
the song.
Picture to Burn.
Taylor
Thank
Swift.
You very much.
So here's what happened with that.
I like that lyric.
Go ahead and Taylor explain it to us.
Yeah.
So that was the original lyric, and then people realized like that was a bad thing to say.
People thought it was a little phobic.
So they changed it to "That's fine. Don't
mind
if I
say.
You won't mind if I say."
So stupid.
It's a non-lyric. But now you can't find the original anywhere online
unless you have the album. Hello, I do.
Unless do we love it? We're gonna take this public.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to bring down Taylor.
Wait, no.
She's anti-gay. Do we love it?
I
wanted to make that a segment.
I know that it's bad, but I love that lyric.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's bad. I think it's a good, smart, original lyric that calls hetero men out for being homophobic assholes. That the worst thing you can say to a man is that you might love a man, where she's saying... He's calling her obsessive and crazy when really she's just probably still in love with him. Okay, and she's young. It's an accident.
Ew, she sounds obsessive and crazy. I'm
and
a
like
man,
that's
I don't know.
So it's like
she sounds like a typical bitch.
Yeah. So these are like I really like the idea. So people freak out that that's like a naughty thing to say. Singularly, it's not nice. But when you have it paired up against its opponent, obsessive and crazy, you start to see what's going on in a hetero man's mind.
Do you want
to
do a TED Talk with me?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, great.
TED Talk. You guys want to talk about the movie TED?
It's a Tay Talk.
A Tay Talk. I do a Tay Talk.
I will defend her to the death.
Okay.
Do you think you can sell that to CISO for like $50,000?
I don't know what that is, but yes. Talks?
CISO doesn't have $50,000.
Let's not talk about CISO like that. I'm also famous. And
Tommy was on CISO.
Yeah. I mean, you all saw the paper.
What is CISO?
The CISO rag.
CISO is like the Comedy Central of things no one knows about.
Okay. I don't know about it.
It is. It's a comedy app.
So they put on Sticker Treat and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, they put some stuff on there.
It's like a thing you can pay White's $4 Night a Train. Month for. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Lane Pichelle, friend of the show. Not really, but, you know, he's a friend of the show.
We should need to have him on.
I would love to have Lane.
We got to have Lane Pichelle on.
He was on the show recently, and he was amazing.
He called it Korean Hulu is what he called CISO.
It's Lane's birthday.
Happy birthday, Lane.
Happy birthday, Lane. Lane, it's your birthday.
When
you got what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Simpsons Notebook. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there. Lane.
Oh, Lane just called it Korean Hulu, and I thought that was very funny.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
That is very funny. Speaking of very funny, TBS.
They know drama.
I don't have anything for
very
that.
Very funny.
Speaking of calling people gay, let's talk. Let's go to Growler. I re-downloaded. Were you ever a part of Growler Talks?
With Tim McGoffin, I was.
Well, it wasn't. It was originally just mine.
Ooh.
Tim stole it and tried to make a fucking bit about it, and I'm like,
this is like a social network thing.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cut Tim out.
Those twins.
I cut Tim out.
Tim is.
That's why
of those
Tim
twins.
Isn't in New York.
I love running people out of New York.
Also, because he can't even make a visit. Let alone, you know, he can't put together that.
So there's an app out there called Growler, and Growler is
heard
an app for bears.
Oh, yeah.
You have heard of it?
Bears.
It's
okay.
For bears,
it's
which
for
is
bears.
Harry. It's Harry Gayman.
When
which
Harry
is my
met
best
Gayman.
Friend. Harry Gayman.
Whoa.
My name's Harry. I don't know if that's canon.
Bears. You know bears.
Oh, okay. I like bears.
What did you think Growler was before?
I had no idea. For some reason, I thought it was like a Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing.
Oh, they're into dungeons.
But dungeons and bears.
Well, in the gay community, a dragon is a guy with a ponytail.
Oh!
It's a guy who's... he's got scales all over.
Yeah, that's actually really sad.
That would be... Yeah. That'd be amazing.
It's gay fish.
Gay fish.
Anyways, so there's a feature on Growler as a dating app that's very interesting to me, where if you pay $5, you can send a message to everyone within a mile of you. Which,
wow, that's
yeah, if
some
you're in rural
shit.
Indiana, that probably isn't that great. And sometimes I downloaded the app because I wanted to get those messages. Not because I'm fucking gay or some shit. What am I fucking
pause.
Gay?
Pause.
Give me a pause. No Swift.
No Swift.
But I wanted to see those messages. And sometimes when I'm just driving throughout the country, my thing will pop up and I'm like, well, I'm in North Dakota and some weird, like not weird guy, but some random guy
he's
just
weird.
Sent out a message. Well, the only reason they could be weird, but the thing is it works
in
out.
In North
so
Dakota, it could be an actual bear.
It's probably a murderer.
But you're not a
the growler.
Bear.
The bears have eyes.
I realize you're not gay, but more upsettingly, you're not a hairy man.
Yeah.
So this is
I'm not. I don't have my picture up there. So
oh, okay.
These aren't
what
messages
is your picture
that
of?
I'm getting.
Are you
it's
like
just
an egg?
It's an egg, but it's a bear. Bears
oh,
are the
fun.
Eggs. It's fun. It's a fun thing. So these are called shouts, and I'm just gonna. I have a bunch of them built up because we haven't done this segment in like a year, probably.
Okay. And we need to guess who it's from.
Maybe we can guess the names. I don't know if they have their names on here. It's Lyft does a thing for it. Okay. Here's one shout. Hey guys, who's up for hanging out tonight? Rock bar, gym bar, the Eagle. Hit me up. Oh, just got back from the beach. I'm
wait, so that's what
party.
You said?
No, that's what somebody else said. I didn't. I'm not paying.
Oh, you didn't solicit these.
Tom's
okay.
No. Let's fuck. Going down tonight at a hotel in the city for big boys and their admirers. Drink, snack, condoms, and lube will be provided.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's
snacks.
Nice with snacks. Yeah.
Got a snack
take a guess as to what this guy's email address is.
snacksandfuck@gmail.com.
You're not so far off, actually.
Snacks and safety.
Is it actionbronson@gmail.com?
That's right. wait, are you him? No, it's Candyman, fuck you.
Whoa, I was Candyman. So close. Candyman, fuck you, snacks and fucks. This
I'm just
the
looking.
Smartest I've ever been.
You were so close.
That was
yeah.
amazing.
That was very
if
close.
If you say his name three times in the mirror, you come. How you guys doing?
So many of these are just dick pics that it's hard to...
No, yuck.
Oh, somebody sent me a private message and said, hey there, any face pictures by chance? I don't have a profile.
That's wild.
People are that hard up, dog.
People are horny.
Let's see. I found one that earlier. People. Oh, here we go. Looking to humiliate myself and come for anyone on Skype or FaceTime.
Oh, sign
this
me up
is
for
Tim
that
McGraw.
Guy.
yeah, it's Tim. Some people will just post, like, apartments. Like, they're like, hey, live here. That one's not bad. $8.50 for Greenpoint.
Dude, tell me more. I am looking to move.
Donnie's surgical fund.
No.
Are
they doing Kickstarters on Growler?
Yep. Where are the...
Lots
so I read one earlier. Did I take
surgeries.
A screen cap? They have also the Growler Couple of the Month. Let's
oh,
see here.
What does that mean?
Oh, I didn't take a screenshot of that. I took a screenshot of this. They have another thing that they're featuring on their site, on their app, called Daddy Cruise 2016. And it says, daddies, boys, and friends of all ages.
No.
All ages seems like maybe 18 up.
Yeah. Throw that 18 in there.
That's
all ages means something in this country.
Well, that has been
Wait, Tom,
speak.
You know what we have to do.
What's that?
A Girls Night Live from Daddy Cruz would
oh,
be a
yeah.
historic podcast
yeah.
moment.
If you are affiliated with Growler at all, I've talked
we
to some
like
people.
A press pass, yeah.
I've talked to some people after shows who are into Growler, and like they don't work for Growler or anything, but if you are involved and want to be a part of Daddy Cruz, get a hold of us at it's girlsnightbrady@gmail.com or tomawbrady@gmail.com. I want to hear your Growler stories. I want to hear, and I want to know if you're going on this cruise, get us on there.
Come on.
Come
it would
on.
Be so fun.
Come
it
on.
It would be pretty neat.
I would.
We have viral star
time.
Tommy McNamara.
yeah, I'll do some fails.
For heaven's sake, it's a cruise, though. It's amazing.
Dewey, you'll go, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You've been on a cruise?
I've never been,
you've been
on a cruise.
On a dues cruise?
Me neither.
Dues cruise.
I've been on
oh,
one
wait,
cruise.
Oh, wait, I've been on a booze cruise. In, where was I? Chicago, Milwaukee. I had mono, and I was dying, but we had already paid for the booze cruise. I was there. I was in Chicago for a friend's wedding.
How old were you?
It was a couple years ago. I was, how old am I? I was probably like 23 or 24. And, okay.
I thought you only got mono when you were like 16.
I also had mono when I was 16. I was a twofer, and the first one was bad.
I've never heard of that.
Twofer? Oh. You were on 30 Rock?
It was me, twofer. But I had mono, and I went on a booze cruise, and I was just like drinking my money's worth with mono, which just makes you drunker, faster,
like
and crazier, and I couldn't handle it, and I was so tired, and I was so drunk, like Miller Lite. And I
hell
was,
yeah, Miller Lite.
And I made friends with this guy who, earlier in the day, we found out about this booze cruise because we went to a mini bowling alley, which is mini pins, mini lanes, and mini balls. It's
I love
really
that.
Fun.
It's so fun.
And this man, this adorable, this. Drunk, harmless man, was wearing cat makeup for no reason. All his friends were like, that's just what he's like. And he was like, you got to come on the booze cruise with us tonight. So we went and we hung out with the cat man. And it was like.
Mono girl and cat man.
Mono girl and cat man.
The worst comic book.
We had so much fun. And I've never been so uniquely wasted in my life because I was just like, so tired and so drunk, and I shouldn't have been out, and we were up all night, and I was like, I have been awake for 10 consecutive hours, and it feels bad, but it was so fun. And it was the longest I had stayed awake in like weeks.
Maybe that'll be the new like butt chugging is teens will just give each other mono to get fucked up quicker.
Let's make out because I have mono. Yeah. Stacey's got mono.
Make out with her. We actually have a theme
cat
song
man.
For it. It's the cat man, scooby dooby doop boop boop doop boop and mono girl.
Yeah.
What's the name of that song? Scat man? Or was that his name?
I thought you were making that up.
No.
Oh, I
it's the Scat Man. Scooby Dooby Doop Boop Boop Doop Boop. We gotta find it because it's gonna drive me crazy now. I was riffing, but also based on something. It was based in reality.
Okay.
Scat Man. It's the Scat Man. I swear I'm not crazy.
Tom's having like a Shutter Island moment right now. You haven't been smoking their cigarettes, have you?
No. Ooh.
I swear I'm not crazy. I'm just in a little unwell right now.
Well, you know, Rob Thomas's favorite character on Orange Is the New Black is Unwell Eyes. I guess don't.
That's a good bit. Good joke.
That's not a bad
you
bit.
You did it.
Not a bad bit.
I actually personally need to catch up on.
Not a bad bit.
Not a bad bit. How did you know
Can
about
you guys
this?
Hear it?
Yeah, why?
Know about this?
It's just on the radio and shit.
What radio station?
No.
Loser FM. How you guys doing?
It was actually on Winner AM.
Whoa.
Oh man. I'm a cat man. That was I wanted to give you a window into how good of a riff that was.
Thank you for that.
I am closing
yourself.
The blinds.
Might have liked it better if I knew it was from your imagination and not the real world. That was a long way away.
That was a long way to go.
I'm happy for you that you know about
zero payoff.
These weird sounds.
How do you guys not know? I'm a scat man. There must be a 2-year time difference in our age gap.
Yeah, that's what
everything.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's like we like Pokemon, you like Digimon.
I like Pokemon. Wait, I think they came out at the same time.
Wait, are you 2 years younger than me?
I think I'm 2 years older.
How old?
I'm 28.
Oh, I'm 27.
Oh, 1 year older, and then
26.
26.
You
got
just turned 26, right? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I sort of just turned 27. I guess it's been a while now.
It's been.
I'm 2 months into 27.
Wow.
I feel a lot of
One
pressure
sixth.
To not
you
be
should.
An idiot.
It's the big year.
It's
they say if you don't make it when you're 27, and I obviously did, then you should just kill yourself. That's what happened to Kurt Cobain. He didn't make it, so he killed himself.
Yeah,
he shot himself in the back of the head.
Well, that's what happened. That gorilla that got shot was 27.
Yeah,
it was like a suicide by cop.
when I was in Alabama, somebody was talking about like, man, it'd be so cool. It's too bad you can't get closer to the animal. They were talking about zoos are overrated. And I was like, well, that's not true. My buddy went and touched a gorilla. The
You're that small child.
Yeah, that's my buddy. I like to refer to controversial people in the news as my buddy. I was on
your buddy Brock Turner.
How's he holding up in jail?
It's bullshit. He's doing 20 minutes of action. That is so crazy that he gets to have such a supportive dad.
I know. Who has a supportive dad and then still has to rape somebody?
Exactly.
Boy.
That boy ain't right.
That boy ain't right.
That was weird that they had a King of the Hill official statement. They did a press conference.
That boy ain't right.
Boy. Yeah, it's really fucked up what Brock Turner did. Say something funny, Dewey.
still love Taylor Swift?
I like that bit.
Just bring up the worst things from the news. Yeah.
Four cops dead. Anyway, say something funny. Oh, five now. So you had a bit you were going to do, right? Do we know?
Yeah, I'm ready for my bit. Big bit.
Big bit.
Big bit. Big day to do big bits.
Man, I can't believe we have viral star Tommy McNamara on the show. Me and Maria were talking about this the other day. Because I feel like at some point we're all going to go viral. Like, we'll all
just
be
like
everyone
80 in
year olds.
Yeah.
But then what will happen is when we're older, kids will be like, yeah, going viral is for old people. Like, that sucks.
That's true.
Like, that sucks. Going viral is, like, dumb. Like, they'll be like, yeah, I like living in the woods. Like, they're going to regret. Like, they're going to be like, fuck whatever our parents are doing.
Yeah, you want, like, if you get more than one like, you're a fucking loser.
No, it's already true. I have sisters who are 10 years younger than me, and they think that the fact that I even use Facebook is ridiculous. They think I'm incredibly stupid.
Can I quote Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
They think it's gay.
That is her words, not
that. They tell people I'm gay. Yeah, no, they think it's, like, insane. And then sometimes, just to be hilarious, I'm like, well, on my MySpace. And they, like, lose their minds laughing because they're like, they think Twitter's kind of stupid, too. They're like, Snapchat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's like people who still use Craigslist when they're trying to solicit prostitutes. It's like, we all use Backpage now.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I just think eventually there's just going to be a bottoming out point where we already know there's no money for most of it, like, going viral. So it's almost like, what are we putting our thing into? And it just, like, feeds into our ego, and it's the clicks of, like,
it's like dollar
dopamine.
Sign like. It's,
yeah, it's just that dopamine rush of getting a bunch of likes on shit. And
I feel nothing when I get a lot of likes, though. I feel no positive or negative emotion.
I don't need any more either. Like, I definitely don't feel negative, but I do.
Yeah,
feel,
that's true. I don't feel negative.
I do feel like it's nice having your phone light up like that.
That's true.
Oh, I hate that part.
You hate
I
the
don't
phone
get
lighting
notifications
up?
Because
I don't get the
don't
notifications
want.
On likes, but I like the. Or, I mean, I get notifications, but it doesn't like. You
oh,
got a like, but
I don't,
it
I don't do the push.
If I got, yeah, I don't get that. Or like on Twitter, it doesn't do that
oh,
either.
Okay.
It does a little bit. If it's people I follow, it is on Twitter, but
I
like.
I only do texts for push.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, same. I only do texts.
It's fun being able to check. So it's only people who are either verified or I follow, I think, who I see if they fave something. And, yeah, I just don't care. Like, I think – I don't know when it happened, but I just stopped feeling it. You know what happened? I posted on Facebook, I love likes, and it got, like, enough likes where I was like, this is all bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't care anymore. Like, it was, like, a test to see if that would get anything. And the fact that it did, I was like, this is stupid.
I'm the kind of person where I consistently – my status is, I think, average, like, 6 likes, and all of my peers are, like, running in the hundreds. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I just have boring things to say, and I don't care. I'm more of, like – this has always been my thought as, like, a comedian. My written word sucks. If it's not, like, being squeaked out, nobody's into it.
Really?
I think so.
I always think you're posting fire.
That's,
you're the
so.
Kind of person who posts fire. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. You know? That's me.
Well, that's also like I think like the internet culture values the things you don't want them to. Also, like I put out like I put out a clip from like my Unplugged show in Chicago that it was something I like, worked out really hard. I was so proud of. I put a thing on there. It got like you know like 75 likes. Then I put up that basketball video, 12,000 views,
well,
800 shares.
It's just
like
with this podcast where I'm like, hey, here's a thing I like, and then it'll get like 8 likes, and people listen to it, which is nice, and that means more to me. But then I post like a dumb thing about that. I got a message from this guy on Facebook yesterday.
Oh,
I want to read
Carey.
This actually.
Yeah,
I forgot about this.
Sorry, I blew it.
What'd you say?
I just said the word.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter because I didn't post everything he said. Oh. So I got this. The problem with being at the level we all are with Facebook is when people message you, I still look at all of them. Like,
I definitely
like,
do.
I'm not one of those people like. I'm not at a point in my career where I can just ignore messages. So if somebody says that they're like somebody, I have to at least look into the message. And this guy was messaging me yesterday and it was in my message request because we're not friends. And he just said, Thomas. And I was like, hey. And he goes, staying quite busy. I saw your Twitter is linked to Facebook and Facebook is linked to T. It just says T. I don't know what that means. And so I was like, I don't think that's right because my Twitter and Facebook aren't linked.
Right.
And he goes, no, I mean you mention each. I am a producer. How are things? And I said, I see. Things are good. How are you?
I see. You're so wise now.
Yeah, I see. I like saying I see. I think it sounds funny.
That's such a dad thing to me.
It's like, okay, I get
it. I said, what do you produce? And he said, I guess I am one of the top pianists, producers, keyboardists, composers. I have managed artists, sing, dance, act. Could have played
what?
Two semi-pro sports.
No!
Coached a high school sport, play and have played about 8 or 9 more sports.
This is me, dude.
You
what a weirdo.
He said, you could send a friend request if you want. And then he said, what was your second big job? And I said, what was my first big job? And he said, you haven't had one? And he said, you know Haley. And Haley's a person I think I like.
Eminem's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We all know Haley. Yeah. I think Haley. I like met. I like talked to this girl named Haley on Tinder like 3 years ago.
Oh, my.
And we became Facebook friends.
That's the
friends.
Only Haley you know?
No, the Haley that we're I'm mutual friends with him of. Because I looked at our mutual friends as two people, and I was like, one of them is a person I've never actually met. She just, like, sent me a friend request after we talked on Tinder. And then I said, I'm confused by your question. And he goes, it's not confusing. And he said, what was your second big job? I said, what's that mean? And he goes, what did you do after high school? And I was like, I worked at the hospital and did comedy. And he goes, amazing. BRB.
BRB.
Yeah, he's telling me everything he's doing. And then he goes, do you use Instagram more than this? And I said, I'm sorry, man. Have we met? And he goes, time out. Are you at work?
Well, he knows about timeouts. He played 8 or 9 sports.
Yeah. He said,
obviously.
Pause.
Pause. This is amazing. Pause. Yes.
I said, how did you come into contact with me? Just a little confused. Sorry, I can't see your profile. And he goes, you didn't add me or you would see it. And I was like, I don't think I get a request from you, but have we met? And he goes, I explained that. Go ahead and add me if you want. I haven't met you in person, which means we haven't met.
Yeah, I hate
you
that.
Know?
That's gross.
So I said, oh, were you saying you found me through Twitter? Because I thought that's what he meant by that Facebook link through Twitter and shit. And he goes, no, dude, if you were talking to Mariah Carey, would you ask her that? What a weird fucking thing to say.
Does he think he's Mariah?
He must think he's Mariah.
So he thinks he's on that level, is
he's
what he's
Mariah.
Saying. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what his point is. And I said, possibly. I'd be confused if she contacted me on Facebook out of nowhere. And he just said, K. And I was like, I don't mean to offend you. I'm just saying. And he said, yeah. And then sent me a GIF of a koala.
Now, what was the koala doing? This is very important.
Shaking his ears.
Oh, no, Tom.
Wait.
He's
Show
just shaking
me.
His ears.
That's he internet looks, for he's going to murder you.
He's going to kill
pissed.
Me.
That's a pissed off koala.
Then he said, I am going to go spare. Eat.
He needs a snack after that.
He just sounds
you
like a
weirdo.
He's really a weirdo. I
did
don't
you
know.
Look at his profile?
Yeah, he looks like a weirdo.
Is he
know.
In New York?
Why did you?
I can't tell. It doesn't say, yeah.
It's interesting that you engaged with him for so long. Because whenever I get weirdos, I either don't respond or I get tricked for, like, 2 sentences.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you're trying to murder me.
Right.
All right, bye.
Well, the only issue with that is, so I just got an email that went to my spam that ended up being, so, like, an industry person that, like, I mm-hmm. now I have a relationship with. But it was a thing where I could have been like, oh, you seem like a weirdo. And then it turned out to be something.
Hey,
and
I got a relationship with the industry. They've been fucking me for years.
Hey.
What's going on? I started comedy 2 years.
I will say, I always assume any single person
you were on
who
this
is
podcast 2 years ago, you had
it was four.
Sorry.
Any single human who messages me, if it's a dude, I just assume, like,
right.
you're trying to fuck me or
right.
rape
that's
me or murder me.
Well, that's
because
you're a narcissist.
But that's, like, what? No, that's what they're
no,
mostly
kidding.
Trying
of course,
to do.
That's what
not
they're doing.
All men. Not all men.
But most men.
Blue lives matter. No, I'm just kidding.
Do we say a joke?
Wait,
tell
I
got
to do my bit. Oh, shoot. What's my bit? What's that?
Make America great again.
Oh.
I've had so many fucking Trump people come up to me after shows lately.
No.
Anyway, because I talk shit about him a little
are
bit.
They,
like,
are they mean?
Yay.
They're not even mean. They're just like, I need to educate you.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
no,
you're
don't
an idiot.
Get educated.
I didn't mean to interrupt your thing about, yeah, of course, it's for you, it's usually creepy, guys. Whereas I can afford...
You can afford
to
explore.
Yeah,
you're yeah. Right. Okay.
Whereas I get that
he's very wealthy.
I have I have a lot of money.
He's a white man.
You might notice I live in the basement.
A dollar in my hand that I just found
that's
laying around like he lost it. He doesn't care.
I just throw dollars around this apartment. I don't give a shit.
He's a wild
this
man.
This is my bank.
Hell yeah.
Brady.
Yeah, but so a mix of it was he said he's a producer. Part of me was like, some of these people are fucking loons. I mean, this is Holly
real.
Weird, am I right?
Wow.
so I was like, who knows? And then I decided, because of this other interaction I had with this management company, I was like, well, I got to at least give this guy a minute. And he opened with my name. Like, he didn't open with, like, hey, I'm going to eat nice legs. Like, I've had weird interactions with people where they do creep me out. And then I'm like, well, I'm just going to not interact. Like,
yeah, you can get
this
can
one
catch
guy
vibes.
At a bar one time was like, look down. And he was like, looks nice. It was I was hanging out with Jonas at the old gay bar in Bloomington.
Yeah.
Not Bullwinkles. What was it called?
Ye Olde Gay Bar.
Yeah, Ye Olde Gay Bar. He goes, look down. And I was like, what? And he goes, looks nice. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, I said, look down, motherfucker. And I was like, well, I got to get out of here.
Ew.
Yeah. I was thinking, I had a man come up to me after the show where I slipped and fell on stage. A man came up to me and said, you have such delicate hands.
Ah.
Like, good to hear. Haven't been humiliated yet. So
yep.
That's good. This is
yep.
happening now.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's time to take a quick break here, and then we will wrap this bad boy up, and it has been a bad boy. All right.
Woo!
We'll be back on Girls Night.
Ow!
Yay!
All right. Well, I'm going to head out for a minute. I got to run some errands, but I figured
don't be
you
vague.
Guys,
what the fuck are you going to do?
Hey, man. All right. I got to go fucking check out the new Mexican restaurant. I'm hungry, man.
Cultural appropriation.
Bring
I'm gonna eat guacamole.
Bring.
You ever just eat guacamole with nothing else?
Actually, whoa.
I've done this.
When I
like with a spoon?
No, with nothing else.
I went to a Mexican restaurant recently, and two of us ordered just chips and guac, and they came out, brought us each a bowl of guac, and we were like, "Can we also have chips?" And they looked at us like we were insane.
What?
It was. I was like, you. And then my chips never came. They gave her chips, and they didn't give me chips. And I was like, what?
Sounds like
is
sadistic.
This place?
That's fucked
it was
up.
Mess.
That's fucked
I
up.
Hated it.
All right, get out of here.
Well, I'm out of here.
Bye, Brad. So, bye. I just called you Brad.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
Well, Dewey, what's been going on with you? Now we can actually talk. Now that
I know, now
the
that
ball and chain is gone.
Gross.
Pause.
Love Tom, but pause. Okay. Yeah, you know, I've been doing a lot of nothing, not working, looking for jobs.
Well, you know what I say. If you're not networking, you're not working. So have you been networking?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing a lot of reaching out. And
I love when a friend of mine said that to me. He didn't say reaching out, but he was like, he used some kind of office lingo in a text, and it made me so mad. It's like, wait,
yeah,
I'm not a coworker.
That professional language.
What?
What was the thing you said? I want to know things.
He said, I think we should grab lunch sometime. Who are you? Wait, why am I explaining myself to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not welcome in your house.
No.
What the fuck? You don't have to be nice to this person. They just broke into my fucking house.
I'm family.
Oh, I thought
family.
He lived here.
Yeah, family.
I'm family. Oh, him? Oh, that's how I get treated now.
Don't gender our guests.
I'm sorry. I didn't know about this.
Everybody can be any gender these days.
Oh, no. You're one of these? Are you one of these North Carolina? Come on,
actually,
raise up.
I'm
take
from
your shirt
South
off.
Carolina.
Oh.
You should know.
Why would I know? I
I'm your
program.
Goddamn mother-in-law.
Oh, no.
Oh, you look
I'm
nice.
Your mother-in-law, too.
You look so nice.
Well, thank
I didn't
you, sweetie.
Even recognize
well,
you.
Well, thank you. I just
good
wish.
Lord.
I appreciate you because you.
Mother-in-law. I hate mother-in-law.
Oh, you're just going to say it right in front of me, huh?
I mean, I want to go out golfing with the boys, but I got to go to Sunday breakfast with mother-in-law again.
Why am I so hated?
Well, it's not that we hate you. It's that you show up unannounced and sort of startles us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just raised y'all's lovers for several years.
Which we appreciate. You made me a good man.
When are y'all going to have grandbabies for me?
See, this is why people don't like mother-in-law. It's the pressure. It's the bullshit. And y'all, I'm just trying
Michael
to hang out.
Michael has
you know
a grandbaby.
What did you just say?
Your brother.
Okay, but Michael doesn't have a life.
And Michael
is
the most fertile man I've ever met.
Yeah, which, and his kid sucks.
Denise just started working at the bank.
Yeah, the bank of sperm.
Woo! Never.
No, but seriously. She always.
Dewey, you're sweet. I like her. You just don't care how you look.
Oh, see?
I like to look like I don't even care.
I mean, it's the Lord's Day today, and you don't even, you could wait.
This is what mother-in-law's
do. I know carefree. That the Lord will love me no matter how I'm dressed. The
Lord's only got so much love to give.
That's not a good saying.
That's not even
Lord's only
the Bible.
Got so much love.
Hey, I love the Lord, and the Lord only got so much love to give.
You know, the Lord only has so much love to receive, so you should just.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah. But here's what I hate about mother-in-law. It's backhanded compliments like that. You say you don't even care about what you wear, that kind of thing. Yeah. Forehead strength.
Oh, backhanded.
These kind of things.
Well, when I was a child,
what?
We got hit backhanded all the time.
Who was your dad? Andre Agassi? I guess dumb.
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's kind of cool.
I'm Mildred Agassi.
You know what's funny? I realize you have these mother-in-laws and father-in-law, and you don't think of them as people with, like, their own lives and stories. You're just kind of just, like, they're a nuisance.
You just think, like, they're just an intruder. They're just someone ruining your
life.
Someone
who ruins your whole day.
Oh,
your whole
you would have made
someone
the place up for me, but you all don't even care who's here. That's nice. You all must be very comfortable.
We weren't preparing for guests.
Yep, you didn't say you were coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I guess I just ruined the whole day then.
I mean, we both said that explicitly.
You just said you ruined our day.
Oh,
and our
didn't
lives.
Mean to be in the way. I
Why
guess.
Don't you go? What do you do when what you're do not you, bothering people?
Do you nag. Have hobbies?
Do you nag strangers?
Oh, I nag anybody. I don't care. What? I talk about how not enough guns in the world.
Well,
this is where it gets fishy.
Because there's probably enough.
Y'all can't even cook a fish.
Well, that's true.
That's true. I'm not good with the fit. I couldn't cook a good chicken.
Are you good at cooking chicken?
Yeah, pretty good.
Shake and bake is all you know, honey.
Well, and it tastes delicious.
I find your voice interesting.
Oh, is that right?
Because Andre Agassi is a pretty normal. I mean, I know he's a weirdo with meth and all that, but he's a pretty normal speaking word.
Well,
but
I
he's
know.
What 60, and you're his daughter. So.
I'm his. Wait, what?
I'm not trying to catch you.
I meant the older Andre Agassi. Andre Agassi the first.
Andre Agassi 3000.
Right.
Yeah, the Ridge.
From Atlanta.
So, well, let's go through your backstory now. Let's find out, like, what is mother-in-law? Where did you go to college?
Oh, back then we didn't have college for women.
Go to college. That was kind of an ignorant question, Tommy.
When was the first college for women?
Like later.
2004.
What they call it, Chapin University?
Mm-hmm. That is very offensive to me and Dewey.
It's like super offended, although I wish I could have gone there. Didn't make it in. Didn't have a good enough credit score.
So were you still nagging when you were young, like before you were a mother-in-law?
Oh, I've always been nagging. You listen to my podcast?
What's it called?
Always Been Nagging.
Always Been Nagging with mother-in-law.
Oh, I could nag anybody, man. Back in my day.
Who's the most famous person you ever nagged?
JFK.
What?
Yeah, I told him not to sit there. I said, put.
How does it feel knowing that he should have listened to you?
I said, told you so, JFK.
Oh, I bet
at his
did.
Funeral.
But I heard someone else told him that he should sit there. Like, there might have been a second nagger.
Like a bad guy.
Come on.
Like,
we're not playing this game.
Like somebody on the other side. Like, it's part of the main conspiracy.
Somebody
is that
was,
somebody did
somebody
say
was
sit
nagging
here.
Him from the grass. And no.
So did you.
We called it the nagging. No. I told him, I was like, why are you riding around in a convertible, JFK?
And that second
You're
nagger,
asking for trouble.
That was Lee Harvey, mother-in-law's Oswald, right?
I believe so.
I believe so. Okay, so, Dewey, do you have any questions for mother-in-law? I can't even think. I know you're doing an AMA, and I'm happy about it.
What the hell is an AMA? Is that some sort of Reddit bullshit?
No, it's ass mouth ass.
Yeah, ass mouth
of
ass.
Of course.
It's where you go ass, mouth, ass. You missed that ass.
Oh, I did that with the... Wait, Jerry Ford.
Gerald Ford?
Yeah,
did
Jerry.
Did he use ass mouth ass?
How was he in...
Sexually?
Yeah, tell us about him.
Oh, boy, he was... He put the brakes on faster than one of his cars.
He was built for it tough.
Fuck yeah.
He broke down faster than a goddamn Ford.
Ooh.
Ooh, wait, so you love, like, you seem very pro, like, conservative Republican politics, but then you hate American cars.
I'm a complex woman.
That's true. That's
obviously.
True.
And she's empowered to make her own sexual choices.
Oh, my neck hurts. The bed y'all got me in is very uncomfortable.
We gave up our bed. We're sleeping on the couch so you can sleep on the bed.
It's a
well,
nice
you
bed.
Couldn't have gotten me a pillow. And it's fine, I guess.
We can get
I'll
you
I'll survive.
Oh,
you have
God.
Five
this passive-aggressive
pillows.
Thing.
I only gave birth to Margaret.
Margaret Cho,
your
my
wife.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but that was what, 17 years ago?
It was a, yeah, it was
I
so
also
long
take
ago,
issue with your age. You should be further along in comedy.
I know, it's actually really painful.
I've been
doing
really it for
painful.
2 years.
I heard you on Girls Night 2 years ago, bitch.
That was the soccer player. Wow, what was this, 17 callbacks in 4 minutes? How are you guys doing?
That's y'all, how you wrap it up.
Y'all watch that movie, Driving Miss Daisy?
Yeah, every
yeah,
night.
Yeah, every often.
That movie's problematic.
It is a little why? Racist.
It's like, why wasn't he driving faster?
Yes.
He seemed very ungrateful for that job.
Yeah, he was a dick about it.
Mother-in-law, I've got some problems with your line of thinking.
It's problematic.
Yeah, you're problematic.
Isn't that movie Magic Mike XL? Sexist.
Against who?
Those women should have gotten more dick.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta give the women more dick. Consensually.
Wait. So you're saying they should get more dick and then you're slut shaming them?
Well, if they're gonna be sluts, might as well go all out.
Yeah, okay.
When
yeah.
I was a little girl.
Tell me.
Were you slutty, mother-in-law?
I wasn't, but if I was gonna be...
See,
we had the biggest hogs in town.
Wait, what town was that?
Remember that Footloose town?
Oh, that's where Dewey used to teach.
Oh, the Footloose town where I taught.
That's
oh my
right.
Gosh. That's
so
amazing.
There was no dancing, but just huge dicks?
No dancing, no smiling, all dicks.
No smiling.
Hell yeah.
You were too busy being thirsty all day.
All right.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to get out of here. Go to bed at 4 p.m.
That is a very mother-in-law thing to do.
I feel that, sister.
Well, do you mind if we go out and, like, enjoy our lives?
Oh, I only visit once every 3 years. I mean, if y'all need to leave.
Wait,
you're
going to
be sleeping.
But I got to watch you sleep, mother-in-law.
Oh, I watched your Margaret sleep for many years.
Wait, that's not normal. Why did you watch her sleep?
I wanted to be, I rocked her to sleep.
Till what age?
17.
Oh my God. That's
well, no
why
wonder
she was.
She's fucked. Dude, Tommy, no wonder your wife's fucked.
Is she fucked?
Is she fucked?
She's fucked up.
Oh, I didn't
don't
even
you
know
say that about my daughter. And you.
Ooh. Right,
my little Harry. You married him. Mm-hmm. You took him away from my home.
I love that bear.
He's also 17.
Mm-hmm. We got your twins.
Well, Dewey and I were sick of all these old people we have to talk
no,
to.
Like,
and
yeah, they think they know everything.
Oh, you all want to gossip about old people? That's my favorite.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, I'll tell you, Betty Rose, she's a bitch.
Wait, why? What'd she do?
Betty Rose? You mean Betty White?
No! I love the Whites.
Oh, no. Get out of here, mother-in-law.
No, I'm talking about the family. No, Betty Rose, she goes to my home.
Who's Betty Rose?
She plays bingo with me.
Oh, what?
She's
oh,
just a. Oh, everybody gotta be a celebrity to y'all.
Well, I mean, we just don't know who she is.
What is so? What's the gossip about Betty Rose?
What's the hot gas dish?
She's a slut.
Is huh? she?
But she's like 80.
She sucked Barry's dick to get a bingo win.
To get a what?
I knew it when he said B44. I said Betty Rose been sucking his dick.
But it seems like bingo's a pretty transparent game. Like, they have to, like, shake the thing
up. Oh, don't even get me started on transparent.
All right, get out of here, mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
What's been going on since I've been gone?
Nothing.
Nothing happened at all?
Oh, good. Well, that's good. That's a real...
Tommy and I have just been staring at each other, being like,
Yeah.
It's been... Thank God you're back. It's
we were like,
weird.
What?
You're like,
my
huh?
My head hurts.
Yeah, actually, you know what? We're being dishonest. There was someone here who sounded like... What would you compare that voice to?
Like... Kind of a Grover from Sesame Street, but like lighter.
I was thinking Grover. Like Fat Albert.
I noticed
weird
Fat
niece.
Albert.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Also that.
I know it's like a white Fat
Albert.
Like a
Are
southern
we still allowed
white
to like
Fat
Albert?
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, it's over.
Because of the fat shaming. I mean.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Well, guys,
do we say something funny?
Yeah, do
we brought up Bill Cosby
really
now. Yeah.
I forgot my jokes.
Oh boy! Well, this has been a great episode.
It's been so much fun.
It's been a great
so
time.
Fun
time. Dewey, thanks for hanging out.
Thank
you. Dewey's the best. Look up Dewey.
Look up Dewey. Dewey, where should people come to find you? At your home?
Yeah, probably at my home in Sunset Park because I'm not good at tweeting at Dewey Love It.
Ooh.
At Dewey Love It. That's
a little humble plug.
DeweyLovett.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And yeah, check her out on Twitter. She's very funny, obviously. And
not
then
on Twitter, though, but on life.
But in life,
okay.
And you're
I see
on
her
Insta
do a
stand up.
She's
stuff.
Very funny.
Yeah, check out Dewey's stand up. She's all around town, in New York City. Do you have any dates coming up you want to plug? Anything like that? This should come out within the next week or so.
No, I have a ton going on this weekend, but not next weekend. So no. Oh wait, you know what's coming up? I'm in the play The Curse of the Yeti on July 30th at the Creek. It's going to be so
Creek in the Cave,
funny.
New York.
Check
yes.
out The Creek in the Cave. It's at the end of July, last weekend of July,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, look it up. It's going
to
be really funny.
Get into that. And while you're there, after that show, go over to Swan Creek, which is Maria's show,
yes.
Later that night, also at The Creek in the Cave.
Oh, it's going to be a good
and
night.
Even later that night will be my show. Outer Riffs. The,
yes.
Wait.
Feeling kind of creek.
Freaks and Creeks.
Freaks and Creeks. It's freaks where, creeks. Yeah, me and James Franco just kind of make out for an hour.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Pause. What do you got coming up there, T-Mac?
If you're in New York, July 23rd at the Annoyance Theater, Tommy McNamara Unplugged 2. So that will be fun. I'm looking forward
Hell
to
yeah.
that.
The and first one was a yeah. huge hit.
It's exciting.
It's going to be a good time. Yeah. Follow Tommy at Tommy McNam.
McNam. Yes,
Hell
thank
yeah.
you.
And Woo. On Twitter and, I believe, Instagram. Yep. And I am, of course, Tom Brady, and I appreciate you guys listening. And thanks to everybody who came out the last few months that I haven't talked about. Some people came up to me in San Francisco and in Cincinnati and stuff. So, good times. I'll be in Denver at Comedy Works South with Nikki Glaser next weekend. And then at the Comedy Expo in Chicago the weekend after that. That's July, I want to say 21st through the 23rd or something like that. But I'm also going to be in Chicago all that week. So, I'll be at Comedians You Should Know on Wednesday at Timothy O'Toole's. And during the day at Paper Machete at the Green Mill.
Go to
that
show if
you've
never been to
it. It's really fun. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do yet, but it should be a good time. And
you should do the mother-in-law.
What's that?
Do mother-in-law.
Oh, and come see the... I don't know what you're talking about. I missed that.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
You have any
plugs,
mother-in-law?
Yeah, I'll be at my other son's house. Nagging.
We usually end the show by saying keep it crispy.